some models of electronic cigarette can expose user to elevated levels of some toxins. And these new models allow users to increase the power of the battery. So some users manipulate the device and they increase the power of the battery in order to get more vapor and more nicotine.
Roswell Park Assistant Professor of Oncology Dr. Maciej Gonyevich says when e-cigarettes are operated at a lower voltage, they only found traces of toxic chemicals. But when turned up to a higher voltage and heat, the level of toxic chemicals increased. Toxins such as formaldehyde, acetaldehyde, and acetone were found to be emitted from the devices. Those chemicals are also found in traditional cigarettes. Gonyevich says he suggests users avoid increasing the voltage.
All the evidence we've got right now suggests that electronic cigarettes are much safer than a tobacco cigarette. There is less chemicals in the vapor, and even if there are some chemicals and potential toxicants in the vapor, these levels are very low. So it seems that when the tobacco cigarette smoker switches to electronic cigarette, they might be some health benefits.
Gonyevich says he will be leading the next part of the study, which will track how e-cigarettes affect users' health compared to tobacco cigarettes. He's looking for traditional cigarette smokers, e-cigarette users, and users of both to take part in the study. For more information on how to get involved, call 845-4916. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.